Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Vermont has wholeheartedly embraced the idea of farm to table. But what about the concept of farm to apothecary? Julia Clancy is a food writer for 7 days, and she's been looking at Vermont-grown herbals and their use. Julia, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this idea of farm to apothecary. Explain what that means.
Farm to apothecary was a term that jumped into my head when I began doing research for this article. So it means that Vermont has this intrinsic tradition to be close to the land. So Vermonters are growing herbs and educating other people on the use of herbs to increase their overall health. And I saw that this was a trend going on specifically in Vermont because modern Western herbalism focuses on plants that are native to Europe and North America. So I was curious to explore and tap into this a bit further, and that led me to Freeverse Farm in Chelsea. That led me to Zach Wood's Herb Farm in Hyde Park, owned by Jeff and Melanie Carpenter, who wrote kind of the tome called The Organic Medicinal Herb Farmer. And that also led me to Larkin Bunce, who's one of the co-founders of the Vermont Center for Integrative Herbalism. So it was great. I got to talk to a lot of interesting growers and educators in the world of plant-based health.
And are these herbs a replacement for traditional medications?
I think that answer comes in two parts. I think yes and no. I think Misha Johnson, who's one of the co-founders of Freeverse Farm, says it best. He says that these two things, pharmacology and herbalism, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. And in fact, it's better if they're not. So Larkin Bonsa also iterates that, I mean, modern pharmacology has made incredible advances in the past century. When you think about it, you think about the fact that in 1918, the influenza pandemic killed more people than World War I. And that's pretty astonishing, especially nowadays when you can walk around the corner and pretty commonly get a flu vaccine, especially when the weather starts turning cold. So in that sense, the advancements and the amount that it does aid people, this study and practice of modern pharmacology, it's extremely useful and it should be utilized. So how herbalism comes into play, once again, I think Taylor Katz makes a good point. She's also one of the co-founders of Freeverse Farm, is that herbs are meant as companions, not necessarily as crutches. So they're meant to be used kind of in concordance with other things that you're doing for your health, whether it's taking medication, whether it's exercise. They're used to increase your overall health on a daily basis. So, for example, if you have a splitting headache and you have to drive 3 hours, you're miserable, you can take an ibuprofen and that pain's going to subside. And that's pretty amazing that we have that at our fingertips. Then again, if you're driving every day and every single day you have a splitting headache at the exact same time, maybe you'll ask yourself, okay, what's going on? Am I sleeping enough? Am I dehydrated? Am I stressed out about where I'm driving to? And I think that's the crux of using plants to increase your health.
This whole idea of farm to apothecary, I mean, it sounds like it has its roots with the Native Americans. Am I making that up?
No, I don't think you are. I think part of that is because there's a deep tradition, I think, in Native American culture to be close to and very knowledgeable of the land that you're living on. And I think that also relates to Vermonters as well. I think it's a common idea if you live in Vermont that you're going to be close to the elements, that you're going to be close to the land that you're living on. So I think that's why Vermont is, in a sense, very primed for this modern Western herbalist culture, because it's not so much of a jump in the imagination that the plants growing outside your window or along the highway in your own backyard can be used to increase your general health.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about Vermont-grown herbals. Now, you've mentioned, Julia, a few times that you visited Freeverse Farm in Chelsea. So tell us their story and what they're growing.
Yeah, that was a great visit. So they're right in Chelsea. They're on a beautiful kind of hilly property overlooking the mountains, and they have 20 acres for foraging and 20 acres of cultivated field. And the co-founders are Taylor Katz and Misha Johnson. So they're a pretty young couple. They met during college at Connecticut College. Taylor was an English major, studying poetry, hence the name of the farm, Free Verse Farm. Misha was studying environmental sciences. The two of them studied certain growing techniques and practices. They lived in California for a while and got some hands-on farming experience. But Misha's actually native Vermonter, so when they moved back to Vermont, they started seeing what else they could tap into, not just growing plants, but delving into this very wide, very deep spectrum of herbal growing.
So where'd they learn about herb farming and the business of it?
Sure. They had a couple of mentors in Vermont. The first was Rosemary Gladstar, who owns the Sage Mountain School in East Barrie. And she is widely considered the fairy godmother of Western herbalism because of her vast knowledge and kind of national reputation about modern Western herbalism. And her daughter and stepson are Jeff and Melanie Carpenter, who own Zach Woods Herb Farm in Hyde Park, and who also wrote the book that I mentioned before, The Organic Medicinal Herb Farmer. So that trio really helped, I think, Free Verse Farm get off the ground, not just what plants to grow or how to make certain medicinals or tinctures, but how to supplement certain things that they couldn't grow themselves. There's a really great collaboration there.
Are these ingredients that have to be purchased?
No, I don't think they are. And that's something that's also reiterated by the farmers who are growing and making these tinctures. They were saying that they're not afraid of this knowledge being spread and being in competition with the things that they're growing, because the great thing about herbs, this is another quote from Misha, is that herbs are the people's medicine. And I liked that, and I'd never heard that before he said it. So I began to think of what he meant. And it's true. You don't need big labs. You don't need a patent. You don't need a lot of money to make an herbal tisane, for example, because a lot of these herbs are already growing in your backyard. Maybe they're growing along the highway. But the rub is that you can't see them unless you know how to look for them. You can't find what you're not looking for. And in this sense, I think the leaders in modern Western herbalism in Vermont are doing a great service by educating not just how to find certain herbs and how to make your own digestive tinctures, but to consider your constitution as a complex mechanism that perhaps doesn't always benefit from a quick fix, but a deeper glance at what's going on.
Julia Clancy is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.